Zech Nishmas Avi Murray, Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Ashein, Bas Yeshua Falk. Good morning, everybody. So we started the Hachakos. I mean, we spoke about Negiyah Varais, that's like the beginning of the Hachakos. So we should look on the Darkei Moshe, Darkei Tshuva, rather, on page 20. Thank you, Tshuva, on page 20. First, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch on page 19? So this became the normative halacha, that you can't pass, no passing. Even though, as we said, most Rishonim don't hold from that, right? We said maybe it's only because Shal Yayin, right? But that became normative, that you can't give the keys to your wife, she can't give it to you, you have to put it down, etc. And then the Ramah says, V'chein al yidei zrika miyada liyada ol hefech oser. You can't throw things to each other. So that's where Rav Mario, he says, you shouldn't, all these games, like tennis and ping pong and all these things, you shouldn't do with Ishto Nida. And what about when there's a chuppas nida? So the shayla, when there's a chuppas nida, so what do you do with the ring? What do you do with the ring? So there's a piece here in the Darkei Tshuva. On page 20, Makashakosov in Kedushin Chupas Nida, Hashem should base Yehuda Hasvardi, Kashakosha Yoshid Hakosum Akali de Acher, Salomiyoda Liyoda. So what does that mean? He should give it to someone else to give her the ring? We don't do that. Right, that would be very strange if you do that, right? To give her the ring. Mashud Mashar Deya Tomalza, the Hari Tliki Dushek al Gabe Karka. Right, there's a din of Tligitech me Gabe Karka. You need a mice in the Sina. So you can't say Tligitech me al Gabe Karka. In other words, you can't put the get on the ground, on the table, and tell the woman to pick it up. You need an asina. So some say that maybe that's the same by kedusha. Maybe also that you have to do an asina. Maybe that pli kedusha is maybe also hakol sarach lomar rachmatar shlichus be kedusha nimitzer lahachmir. So you can maybe means that you make a shliach. Maybe every time you mekadesh your wife and she's a nida, you can make a shliach, and then the shliach will give it. Avoladina in tzarach l'chol zeh. Hayach yoshit lo hatabas be'atzma v'yizor shelo yigaba. So you should do it yourself. You try not to touch her. Tayin b'shut v'yosef Avram hasvardi. Shaminiglim komo bechupas nida shaporesa sudar al yoda. Venosen aleha kiddushin. So she could put what? A scarf, chveis, around her hand and give her the kiddushin. So he's putting it on the sudar. Remember, Sadovimur or the Mariel. So the Maharil speaks about this. I thought I had it in one of these packets. We'll see. But it's in the Maharil, the Minhagim of the Maharil. Chashuv HaSefer, the Minhagim Maharil. Shekasev Zelushon, Vayatochiv Loha, Tabaz Be'etzba She'etzel HaGodol, Vimena Tahora Eino Magia Ba, Ach Yaniach Lipo Me'atzmo Le'etzba. So he lets it fall in. It's not going to work too well. Especially rings today. You have to have a very big ring that if you put it, it'll go on a finger. Because rings today, it'll never work. It's still too small that you're going to drop it. And, you know, I think Rav Shechter says from Rav Soloveitchik that he said to drop the ring into the... Maybe he's into the Kala's hand. You have to see the Lashon of Maharil. But with the ring, it's never going to work. So I think the best Eitzah is what he's going to say now. He says, Mashu Kozav Ramah, it says in the Ramah and Ebenezer, you have to tell the Chassan that she's in Nida. So isn't that in other words, the question is, of course, before they're together, later, he's going to have to know that. But why is it so important? So he should even know B'Shas Kedushin. So he says, isn't that Pasha? Because he has to know how to give her the ring. So he says, Halo Tepukle de Michyovin. In other words, not Tov Lahodia. It's Michyovin Lahodia, so you shouldn't give her the ring directly. Elevadai, so this is, I think, is the best svara yet. The Ze'eno. Medina Shalola Hoshira Tabas Kedushal Yadak Shahit Yidam gave it to Shasha who Moshe Adayin Eda Mikudashis. He says, but he's giving it to her, she's not his wife yet. You're allowed to give, in other words, when you're dating somebody, you're allowed to pass, even though she's a Nida. You can pass something to her because it's only Ishto Nida, the Yisr of Hoshata. But a single girl that's not your wife, you're allowed to hand something to her. The Kevin de Bishashi who Moshe Adayin Eina Mekudeshes Ve'Eina Ishto Odena. So when you give it to her, she's not your wife yet. And once you gave it to her, Shehoshi Yikatshen Me'atzma Parish Memeni. So soon as after you finish giving it to her, then she becomes your wife. And then you're not giving her. So I hold that that's the best svar. And therefore, you don't have to do any kunsin about dropping and this and that. He's just regular. They put it on, and now she becomes your wife. But now, once she's your wife, you're not giving her anything. You already gave it to her before she was your wife. That made her become your wife. So I like that. I like that the most. Well, he's quoting. Who's he quoting? Is he quoting the Binyan Tzion? I should Binyan Tzion, comma. Shehevi diktas rai zem vashkasa ramah. So, if this is all from the Binyan Tzion, then it would be the Binyan Tzion speaking.
This is what's used on Maisa?
This was what I would tell a chassan to do, the Maisa. Meaning, just do regular, because of the, but this is just it's a svara to explain why it's not a problem. And that's what he says. He doesn't see people being nizar like to drop it. I don't know. Especially trying to, you know, it's just. Yes.
Is there any way that at this point the hachakos apply? They're only at the stage of kiddushin.
Well, you're saying, but once you're You're saying, is it, you mean not Nisuin as opposed to?
Yeah, he was only Mekadesh here, so she's not Mutaris.
Unless you say that Bisman Hazeh, we're under the Chuppah also. So one says a Kedushin. Then it depends upon, you didn't say the Sheva Brachas yet. So then it, maybe it's Tola and the Shaila, like the 2 days, like Rav Shechta was likes to discuss the 2 days in the postkim. What does it mean, Kala below Bracha, Surla Baila Kanida? Does that mean Kala below Bracha, you only become Mutter after the Sheva Brachas? Or does it mean Kala below Bracha means that means below Chuppah? And then one could question, you know, the chuppah that we do today, is that really a chuppah? Is that really a chuppah? Now the Rambam says the nogim to have the four poles and this. That's a chiddush that's called a chuppah even. But we, in our colloquial jargon, we call that the chuppah. But that's the Rambam. It's a little strange that should be called a chuppah. You know, it was a real chuppah. I was at the wedding. Whose wedding was it? Rabbi Hirsch's daughter Menachem Gans. Yeah. So there they had a tent, a big tent. So that was the chuppah of Zman Chazal, that you had this big tent, and basically that was where everyone was celebrating in the tent. You know. And they were there for 7 days. You know, going to a wedding, and the Bisman Chazal was a 7-day commitment. You know, people complain, you know, you go to a chasana 2 hours, 3 hours. It was a 7-day commitment that basically the whole people of the B'nai HaChuppah were there for all 7 days. That's the idea of the Parim Chadashos, because you needed somebody new to come in so you could say Sheva Brachas, or else it was the same continuation of the, you know, the same people there, all 7 days. But, you know, but those days you didn't have the travel that we had today. So how often did you have a chasana? You understand? In other words, you had the shtat. How often was there a chasana? You know, so once you had a chasana, it was a 7-day commitment. But today, you know, chasana's all the time, especially, you know, in the Hasidic communities. My friend, Rabbi Avram Berkowitz, Avram Yishai Berkowitz from Chevrat Stokov HaChesed. So his brother's the Dayan, is the Satmar Dayan in Kiryas Yoel. So he told me that, you know, when in Satmar, you know, there's so many people getting married every week, so you don't necessarily get an aliyah at your ofrif, because if they're going to be 50 people, 50 boys getting married this coming week, so you're not going to. So they had a girl. They have I don't know what they still do now, but they had a girl. And if you won the girl, you got an aliyah. If you didn't win, you didn't get an aliyah. But he said his brother had his brother's the dying, and he lost the girl. But the Satmar Rebbe said no. Mishum kovet haTorah, he should still get an aliyah. Mishum kovet haTorah. So. But Bisman, in these European shtetlach, you know, how often was there, you know, well, you know, so then, we're talking about the Bisman Chazal, things like that, it wasn't so often, but it was a 7-day commitment. But this svar I like a lot. Cain, Liga of Field of Shash and Katsav, it's Archie and Alkan Dvarf. Sarchi and the Yeneva Birhatev, Shams of Carton Ches, Havi Divre Mariel, and this gave a cousin of the Lonogim Cain, and Shahos and Asam, those in the Tabas Beswell, Kodim Shi, Katsav, the Tabas, Lohave Ishto. And the Ber Hetev, the Mariel is the one who says that was like Rav Soloveitchik, to drop it in her hand. The Rav Soloveitchik would drop it in. But the Ber Hetev himself says we're not knowing like the Mariel. But this Svara, you don't have to do the Mariel. It's a good, I think it's a good svar. I'm very into this svar. He says, "I mean, neither can the darkenul horos bechupas neither lizar hachasim kol kama deefshe shlo yiga rak betabask shemoshido yodav lo betzpa." Ukadas habinyan tzion. So the binyan tzion, it's the one. The binyan tzion is the Aruch Laner, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger. In the Breuys community, the Ettlinger is a common name. That's a German name. It's Ettlinger. He says, so it's a good svara, and it keeps the tznius. In other words, or else everyone knows that it's a chupas nida. I mean, not everyone's going to see, but then, you know, it becomes, but then if you do it normal, no one has to know. And then he says the svar nogim makadish. He quotes from the Sefer Miskeres Hashulchan Hasvardi. Shekasev gamkin she nogim makadish nida rakal yedei zrika miyoda liyoda. Some say do zrika, but zrika is also aser. So he says no machum mitzvah. But all these things. And at the end of the day, the question whether you really need these things, because as I told you, I like this svara very much. I like this svara very much. So let me see one more thing I wanted to show you. Take a look. Yeah, so then Rabbi Vadio said we did already. The discussion of why we're so machmir with the shita. Oh, you shouldn't have to be so master. Is there a second supplement besides supplements? But maybe it's for the next time. What, you have packet 14 here, Ezra?
Yes.
So I wanted to show you one or two more things that I'm not finding.
Another supplement?
I didn't see it in the supplement. The Heiliger supplement. Okay, 1 second. No, that's not it. I think I've made another supplement.
Is it online?
Take my keys. Don't know if it's good. Josh Weinberg's notes. It's on the shelf there. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, as we're looking for something else, well, let's do a placey. There's a placey here that we should take a look. Oh, one second. Oh, okay. There's a couple of things here. What's the source of throwing things? What's the source of the Isra throwing things on page 15? Page 15 in the Pattern. Osam ha-matir in la'atzma v'zorki mafteach u'davrachim miyodo liyodo roi ligor behem. So that's the source, the Binyamin Zev, the tshuva of the Binyamin Zev, that that you can't throw things from one to the other. So that's where the Ramah got it from. You shouldn't be throwing things from yoda to yoda. Okay. Now, the there's another important discussion that comes up is passing babies. Passing babies. So there are tshuvas in the Tashbates about passing babies. So he has yes, in two places, the Tashbates, where he discusses passing babies. That's on page 17, Reish Lamed. Where'd he go? I feel bad. So it says in the Tashbates, on page 17, Chein Anu Nogim, Sheish Lachim who told Yesh Lahokel Litol Tinok Miyoda Mishum Dechai Nose Es Atzmo. So there's a hefter to pass a tinok because chai nose es atzmo. So what's the din of chai nose es atzmo? That's a din of Hilchos Shabbos. That if you carry a live thing in the Rishus HaRabim, that's not considered carrying midaraisa. Chai nose es atzmo. We usually assume, the poskim assume, that's only something that can walk on its own. So a child that can walk, and you carry the child in the Rishus HaRabim, or from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, that would be considered that wouldn't be considered carrying me the Raisa. So the question is, so what does that have to do with and the simple svar is because there's a difference between live weight and dead weight. So when it's a live weight, that makes it lighter. So it's ki'ilu, like the person that's being carried and the person who's doing the carrying are both participating in the carrying. It's like shnayim shasa'u. So Rabbi Daniel Feldman once wanted to say to me, maybe the idea is the dead weight, so then it's more intimate because it's you and the person you're giving it to. Here there's a live weight, so it's like something in between. It's less intimate, whatever you want to say. But the Tashbates is the first one to be matir. Now, chai nose es atzmo pashas is only when the chai could maybe go call him. He's looking. He's not going to find him. Yeah. What?
I can't get into Exafis. The key to the
Oh, okay. Okay, so.
Because everyone, I have the notes online.
Yeah, okay, we're saying it. Okay, come inside. We'll find it for next time. Yeah, this key should open it, but okay. Okay. So when you weren't here, so we said over the Binyamin Zev on page 15, that's the source that you're not allowed to throw things. And then we said over the Tashbates that says that you could pass a Tinok, because Chai Nosei Es Atzmo. But then there's another Tashbates on page 18. Page 60, that was the first. We did the other one, we did it out of order, right? Here, on page 16. I didn't put the arrow, but it's in the middle of the page, on the left side. There's a bracket there, you see? On the left side, it says, Hey, also l'hoshe dover miyodol yodo, mashma dafka midi de'achila, alarashi anizar filo hoshe mafteach, v'lito miyodo atinog nira shemuter, d'chai nosei es atzmo. So here he writes again, v'lito Miyada Hatinok to take the Tinok from the woman, his mother, Chainos is Atzmo. And the Lashon here. And back in page 17, when he says, "V'chaydan unolgim l'sheish l'hokel litol tinok miyodim b'shem l'chay noses atzmo," paragnoto v'hu'ena osa klum alatinok atzmo hu yotze mich'oh. So here he writes that it's mashma the way Rabbi Tuchman once said from Rav Ruven Feinstein, maybe it's only when the kid is like reaching out. V'chaydan l'sheish l'hokel tinok miyodim b'shem l'chay noses atzmo. Behina also klum elatino katzmo who yotze mechek imo vol lechek aviv. So that's like that he's reaching out to the mother. So when he's reaching out to the mother, so then that would be okay, as opposed to him not. So here it's mashma that the heter is only when he's reaching out, and the other tashbe it says. It's not mashma that way. Rabbi Willig is of the opinion that maybe that a tinuk is a choyla. So tinuk is a choyla, so maybe mokum choyli they would permit. But that's not what the Tashbait says. So Rabbi Willig is, as Rabbi Gedalia Bergenpur pointed out, that Willig is concerned that people are going to do something irresponsible, like put the tinok on the car, you know, because they don't want to pass it to their wife, and then the chas v'sholom, unfortunately there have been there have been situations where, you know, tragedies have happened by situations of, I'm of the opinion that we can, you know, follow the Tashbates and be mako. Whatever the reason is. And you say simply that, like where Rabbi Yosef said, that the reason, really you should be mako on this whole halacha, because it's only the Shitas Rashi, Lamaisa Wemachmir, but Wemachmir because it's Ein Botirchak. Like by a tinok, but something that like by a key rather, but something like a tinok, is not something like a tinok is, I don't know what to call it, a tircha, but it's something much more complex than a key. So I think Yeshon mi mismoch. Rav David Feinstein once told me in many years. When I was with Rav David, we were in the same sukkah together because he was in his son's sukkah. But then, in the years that the Rebbetzin couldn't come down to the sukkah, then he stayed by his sukkah across the street. So then that wasn't the sukkah I was in. So then I only went in to to say good yontif to him, and then I wasn't with him for you know three a couple of hours. So then I just asked him the question. So one of the things I asked him was, is there any het to pass a tinok? And he thought not. He thought not. However, in the Sefer Rishume Aaron, that's Rav Aaron Felder. Rav Aaron Felder was a Rav in Philadelphia, Bisof Yomov. He was Nifter. And he writes something in his Sefer that is sort of like this, that maybe this is Hoshata. I think he says from Moshe, when you Hoshata means you moshid, you're projecting it to somebody. But if somebody just takes it off your lap, that's maybe not even Hoshata. But it's kedai to the tashbeitz to be so mechalov. You know, even though, and I have to find which packet it's in, because there are, I have it in another place where there's more discussion of this topic. But you know, but it's a very Chas v'Shalom, something of great magnitude could unfortunately happen in such a situation. In the crazy place here, oh, one second, let me see. Here, on page 6 in the Aruch HaShulchan, that's in the supplement. Page 6 of the Aruch HaShulchan, in the supplement to page 13, he quotes the Eli Toktinuk, Hayim Pischei Tshuva B'Shem Tashbeitz, the third column. To be honest, he's the Indian who L'chai knows his Asma. But the nice, Shlomo Zalman said, the Tashbeit said it, so you shouldn't mach a vek. I don't know if he necessarily, how he passed it like that or not, but then there's a tshuva here from the Deborah Tzina has a tshuva. Deborah Tzina and Rav Menashe Klein both have tshuva about ping pong, page 11. Imutar l'sachek ping pong. The shach, chess, play chess with your wife, you don't need it. So my mesorah from Rav Abadi is not to play any of these things. And Rav Menashe Klein here, he says, V'yata nira l'schav ping pong vade osar. Culture came from Matia, the paradise. As everybody says, it's some type of, when you're playing games, it's like derech tzchok. So that you shouldn't do. Stam, it's, you're sachik together. And then he says, Shul Nira Lanias Dait, he says, Rav Menashe Klein on page 11. And then the Ratzina is a tshuva because the question is it bounces and you know he has a whole tshuva on page 9. Kevin Miller quotes this tshuva about quotes the placey about Zarkin Dover Klape Mala. Zarka Klape Mala, he poshet this yada. Say you throw something in the air and then she's not throwing it too hard. She throws it in the air and then she chaps it in the air. So have a kitzrik v'noga merheter. So maybe that could be okay. So he says, so then he talks about ping pong. And it's so interesting how he discusses ping pong. You know, a lot of times when you see in post-kim, they talk about something and we have no clue what they mean. So the same thing over here. If you wouldn't have known what ping pong is, you would not know what he's talking about. On page 10, he says, page 10 in the, is it the supplement? Yeah, the supplement on page 10. He says, Derech HaMisrach explains what ping pong is. Derech HaMisrach was never over. L'moshal, ha'ish makeh be'etz ogol. V'rochav al kodu katan. He says, Eitz Ogol, that's the paddle. Al Kodr Katan, that's the ball. Kal Hakfitza, Kadr Doge, Betchila, Bechela, Kachetzi, Ashukha, Akora, Vagabi, Didei. He's comes in the Sachem of Shukha, of Shukha, of Shukha. When you read it now, you understand 100% because you know what the game is. But you would never figure out what in the world he's talking about. You know, with the Reshes, you know, that's the net. So he says that it's mutter. You're not trying to throw to the person. It's okay. The person shouldn't be able to, you know. He says, but I really told the guy that you shouldn't be playing ping pong even if your wife is not a nida. But he didn't listen to me. He said his wife would do worse things if he didn't play, so let her play ping pong with him. Hi. But that's the piece here in the play scene. Yeah, the play scene. There's the placing. So those are the two tashbetes. Okay, the placing. I just had the placing right here. But that's the place he speaks about if you're not throwing directly to somebody. You're just throwing up. And then they cap it and they catch. You didn't throw to them. So the Debrecina thinks that ping pong is mutter. The Menashe Klein thought that ping pong is usser. Yeah, the play on page 7, and he says here in the pack in the supplement. So the Betzina wants to say that maybe that's like ping pong. It's not exactly, but okay, maybe. The whole thing is a chumra ba'alma about passing is a chumra. I mean, we hold, but we don't treat it as a chumra ba'alma. We treat it meeker, you know, as a din. It's a truchanar. But he says, but the throwing is an extension of that. That's in the b'yam zev. That's not in the Rashi. Then he says, if you want to blow a feather that's on your wife's clothing and she's wearing it. They lach me bezvon keila beyotze ebo mamish. In kein achli tein matarol ishtam in mevi dusa yehasa. Well, say any is a shum kiv das or kiv das benegiya. The Rambam mazvim with the kuv. You know, you can give your wife a present, right? I think that's in the new sefer, the new Masoras Moshe. You know, I think that's there. But he said only certain things that they asked. Photosifu pentigru. Okay, so that's the story. So again, so ishto need, when you're getting married, hopefully it won't be a chuppas nida, but the heter is that before you give her the ring, she's not your wife. So then it's mutter to pass to an isha that's not your wife. Well, you're still, right, when you're dating, so you can pass something direct. Even though she's a nida, she's a penuya, she didn't go to the mikvah. Because she only becomes your wife after you give her the ring. So then it's mutter. And then the question about passing the baby, we have the tashbates. Rabbi Willem thought maybe because of the baby's a chola, that it came for Sarah Choli. But that's the thing. Okay, there's more to, in some other packets that I speak about Hoshata as well. There's some, I think, supplement in the future we'll get to eventually. Okay, listen, let me say hello to
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Also, it's not only in ping pong are you first at the bounce it, the Davka trying to not pass, the point of the game is
that this person won't be able to give it back to you.
Right. If she doesn't hit it back.
Right.
So.
Yeah, okay. Nunu, what can I tell you? Okay, good morning, Ephraim, Beretsky, and MZ, and Rabbi Zion, and Max, and Yitzchok, and Mayor, and Professor Hagler, and Zach Berger, Shlita. Okay. Rameir, I sent you the thing for Rabbi Chalap. I sent it.